In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 18, 10:24, 19:25. So Jesus says, my divine will alone is one single act that has no succession of acts. So our Lord is asking us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness, enter into this single act of God. So when we do our prevenient act, the last thing we should be saying to our God is we want to also participate in the single act of God. The single act is as though fixed in one point that never moves. And this point is eternity. Now, this goes back to what Our Lady said to Bruno in Our Lady of Revelation in 1947. She said to Bruno, she says, my children belong in eternity. He says, the children of the devil, they belong trapped in time and space, because my children are going to enjoy the beatific vision, where the children of Lucifer will never be able to enjoy the beatific vision. So here, the single act is though fixed into one point that never moves, and this point is eternity. So this is what our God is getting us ready for on earth, to begin to live at this point in eternity. And while being one single act, a prime act, endless act, its circumferences is so immense that nothing can escape it. It embraces everything and everyone with one single embrace, because everything starts from that prime act, from that one single act of God. So this is what God has planned for us. He's asking us to go beyond where we have been for the last 2,000 years, doing the will of God. Now Jesus says, now is the time to enter into living in the will of God. So Jesus says this. So the creation the redemption and sanctification are one single point for the divinity. And only because it is one single point that it has the power to make all acts its own. Okay, so everything is going to become into one with God, as they were one alone, as if they were one alone. Now, the soul who lives in my divine will, now he's always talking about Louisa, the soul who lives in my divine will possesses this single act, and God is now offering this act to us. And so he says this, it is no wonder that Louisa, she takes part in the pains of my passion. And now what's happening with us, all that we're suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, we're going to also take part in this passion of with Jesus, as though in act. Okay, so this is another reason why we pray the 24 hours of the Passion. What we usually do on Good Friday is we get together, our prayer group gets together, and we start reading at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we read, each person reads a paragraph, and we begin at the 4 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour. And we read each paragraph. And then every 50 minutes, we take a 10 minute break. And then we come back, you know, and keep on praying. And by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, we've read up to the 3 o'clock hour. And so we've done from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, till 2 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, up to the 3 o'clock hour. And then what we do normally do is we have the, service, the Friday, service, Good Friday service. And then after the service, we finish with the 4 o'clock hour. And it is so powerful to pray all 24 hours at that one point. And each person gets a paragraph. And again, if you don't want to read the paragraph, you just tap somebody next to you and you say, you do it, you know. But we enter into this pains of the passion with Jesus. Okay. So he says, this single act the soul finds as though in act her creator creating the creation. See, we go back to the beginning. We go back to the beginning of sacred scripture, forming one single act with her God, and therefore she creates together with God. I mean, it's our desire. It's our willingness to want. See, God invites us. Would you come with me to watch what I do in creation? Watch what I do in redemption. Participate with me. Flowing as one single act in all created things and forming the glory of creation for her creator. So now there is someone, a human, praying with God, glorifying God, worshiping God, entering into this, I love you for all of creation. I love you for all of redemption. And again, for Good Friday, this is the perfect thing that you can do in adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, participating in that one moment Good Friday originally happened, to participate in this. The love of the soul shines over all created things, and the soul enjoys and takes pleasure in them. We begin to see with the eyes of our mind, basically, what God did in creation for the love of man, what God did in redemption for the love of man. And now God is asking us to enter into sanctification to do what? To have our love, one with God, shine over all created things, be in joy and takes pleasure in them. She loves them as things belonging to herself. So this is why in your prevenient act, you want to fuse yourself with creation. Everything is yours. The universe is yours. Everything, every leef on a tree, is an I love you to you from God himself. And we begin to own that, to breathe that in order to breathe that back out to God. That's what Adam did in the Garden of Eden. That's how Jesus and Mary lived on earth. And now God is asking us, would you want to participate in this divine I love you? So we take pleasure in them. He loves them as things belonging to herself and to her God. And in that single act, she has a note that echoes the whole divine operating. This tone, this song, this harmony. And her emphasis of love, she says, what is yours is mine. What is mine is yours. Be glory and honor and love to my creator. We participate in watching God create the universe, watching God go through redemption for, you know, redeeming us with Our Lady on Calvary. In this single act, she finds the redemption in act. She makes the redemption all her own. She suffers my pains, Jesus says, as if they were her own. So what we're going through physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, we're saying, we do this one with you, Jesus. You're the one that suffered, and you're sharing this redemption with us. She flows within everything Jesus said that God did. She flows in my prayers, in my pains, in my words, in everything. This is the 24 hours of the Passion. We participate one with Jesus. We don't remember him and just with an idea, we want to participate with him. She has a note of reparation. She has a note of this song, this melody, a note of compassion, a note of love, and of substitution for my life, Jesus says. In this single act, the soul finds everything. The soul makes everything her own. See, this is why Jesus came to earth. He came to earth, why? So that we can begin to possess creation, to possess redemption. She makes everything her own, and she places her requital of love everywhere. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every drop of blood of Jesus, every suffering of Mary. This is why the living in my divine will is the prodigy of prodigies. It's one with Jesus and Mary. It's one with our God. It is the enchantment of God and of all of heaven as they see the littleness of the creature flow in all the things of their creator. So in creation, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. You're going to see and hear and smell and taste the I love yous of God in creation. You're going to see, hear, smell, taste, touch all the I love yous of redemption. This is what sanctification is. In the name of everyone and everything, I want to possess this of creation and possess this of redemption to give back to God the I love you in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It's a glorious way of praying. And Jesus wants to teach us this. This is how he prayed. This is how his mother prayed. And now they've shown this to Louisa. Now Jesus wants us to begin to practice and live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So he says, like solar ray bound to the single act, the soul diffuses everywhere and in everything. So you breathe in this, I love you. You breathe out this, I love you, in the name of everyone and everything. Everything participates in this divine I love you. It's heaven. This is what's going on in heaven right now. And Jesus says, I want this divine I love you on earth as it is in heaven. He says, therefore, then Jesus says, I recommend to you, I encourage you, I long for you to do this. Even at the cost of your life, never go out of this single act of my divine will, the prime act of God, that I, God, may repeat in you as though in act the creation, the redemption, and now the sanctification. See, God is waiting for us. This is what sanctification is. The children are doing, echoing, praying this I love you of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Our whole prayer life changes. It's not just praying the prayers of the saints. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to pray the way I prayed. So he only taught us one prayer. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Why? So that we now can echo what Jesus did on earth. And it's we follow his holy humanity. And now Jesus is showing us what his holy humanity did. What was the interior life of Jesus? That now is the time that he wants to breathe this all over the world. This is the sanctification of mankind. We've been waiting for this. God's been waiting for this for 6,000 years. And here it is right at our disposal. So he says this. Again, even at the cost of your life, never go out of this single act, this prime act of my divine will, that I may repeat in you, in each and every one of us, as though in act, the creation, the redemption, and now sanctification. So he says this. See also, nature contains the similes of the single act. In the atmosphere, the sun has one single act from the moment it was created by God, and it always does one single act. Its light, its heat are so transfused together as to become inseparable from each other. And from up high, it remains always in the act of sending light and heat. While from up high, it knows how to do only one single act, the circumference of its light that descends down below is so great as to embrace all the earth. And with its embrace, it produces innumerable effects, constituting its life and glory of all created things. By virtue of the single act of the sun, it has the virtue of enclosing each plant within itself. And to some, it administers development, some maturation of fruits, some sweetness, some fragrance. It can be said that the whole earth begs life from the sun, and that each plant even the littlest blade of grass from the sun, it beseeches its growth, and each fruit it must produce. But the sun never changes its action. It glories in doing always one single act. The human nature also contains the simile of one single act. And this is contained in the beating of the heart. The heart beats until it stops. And it, what does it do? It says human life begins with the heartbeat. The heartbeat does always one single act. It can do nothing but beating. However, the virtue of this heartbeat, its effects on the human life are innumerable. As it palpitates at each heartbeat, it makes the blood circulate in the members up to the outermost parts. And as it palpitates, it gives strength to the feet in order to walk, to the hands in order to work, to the mouth in order to speak, to the mind in order to think. It administers warmth and strength to the whole person. So this beating of the heart, this is what the heart does. Jesus is saying this is one act that and it produces such amazing effects. Jesus says, now I want you to enter into the prime act of God, the single act of God. He says, what you're going to experience is innumerable blessings. He says, prodigies unheard of are going to happen. Why? Because this is the life that God has called us to. Not just doing the will of God, like the saints, not just being good and holy and saintly, but more than that, sharing in divinity. That's why that one prayer at the Holy Mass, where the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ, is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into this life, to be that drop of water, that nothing that we are, entering, infusing, diffusing in the drop of, in that cup filled with wine, and that drop of water becomes wine. We are going to share in divinity. Jesus, that's why at that moment when we pray with the priest, may we share in the divinity of Christ, beg the Lord about that. Beg him, Lord, I want what you want. I want to share in your divinity. I want to be divinized, as Saint Peter says in the epistle, not to become gods, but to share in divinity as true sons and daughters of God. All this misery that the world is in at this point will all be gone. Once the divine will starts reigning, everything becomes peace, order, and sanctity. Everything becomes heaven on earth. So the Lord is saying to us today, he's saying very, very clearly, I want you to do more than what I gave to the saints. And again, we love the saints, but that's doing the will of God. Now, Jesus himself is teaching how to live in the divine will, what he gave to Louisa. And now he's offering this to us. Again, nothing is as beautiful as this. And that's why Jesus keeps on saying, he says, like the heart strengthens the whole person. Okay. Everything depends on the heartbeat. So much so that if the heartbeat is a little labored, one loses the energy and the will to operate. The intelligent becomes dim. One is full of pains. In general, all ill being. If the heartbeat ceases, life ceases. So Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into this new and abundant life that Pope St. John Paul prophesied at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. St. Honorable de Francia read Louisa's writings, and he was so amazed by what he heard, what he studied. He said, this is what I want. This is how I want my community to live. This is what I long for. Now, he was taught, he was the spiritual director of Melanie of La Salette. So he knew the way of heaven. He knew how Our Lady was speaking to Melanie. And this prepared him for this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. And that's why when he said to Louisa, he says, pray that I stay alive so I can give this gift to humanity, because it was his job to print the books. It was his job and his community's job to print the books. And still to this day, anything that we read, we give honor to St. Honorable de Francia. This is his, Jesus said, what he didn't finish on earth, he will finish in heaven. So what St. Honorable de Francia has given to us, is this prophecy that John Paul II echoed of the words of St. Honorable de Francia. We are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. Again, this is a glorious time to be alive. As we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, amazing things are coming. Amazing things are happening. So Jesus says very clearly, the power of a single act repeated continuously is great. Much more so for a single act of an eternal God who has the virtue of doing everything with one single act. Therefore, listen, this is important. Neither past nor present nor future exists in this act. And the one who lives in my divine will already finds herself in the single act of God. And just as the heart does not always have a heartbeat in the human nature and constitute its life of it, so does my divine will palpitate continuously in the depth of the soul, but with one single heartbeat. So again, what does St. Thomas Aquinas say? St. Thomas Aquinas says, if the veil was lifted, we would see that we are in the glorified body around the throne of God, worshiping God eternally, praising God eternally, loving God eternally. See, there is no time. This is like he says, there's neither past nor present nor future in the act, in the prime act of God. Why? If the one who lives in my divine will already finds herself in this single act, the prime act of God. See, this is why we want to pray for this. Jesus says, tell me what you want. And if we can echo what he said to Louisa, God goes, good, this is what I want to give you. He says to Louisa, what do you want? Louisa says, I only want your will. He says, I know that, Louisa, but what do you want? And Louisa said, I only want to do your will. And Jesus says, I know that, but what do you want? Now he gets down to, what do you want? I mean, really, what do you want? And she says, I only want your divine will. And he goes, good, brava, good. Finally, I have a soul that wants what I, God, want. That's where we have to get to. We have to be so wanting what God wants that we want nothing else. We want nothing of the earth. We want only that of heaven. And so Jesus says this. He says it very clearly. And just as the heart does always the heartbeat in the human nature that constitute itself life of it, so does my divine will palpitate continuously in the depth of the soul, but with one single heartbeat. It's to be enter into the prime act of God. As it palpitates, it gives the soul beauty. It gives the soul sanctity. It gives the soul strength. It gives the soul love. It gives the soul goodness. It gives the soul wisdom. But none of that is human. It's divine. See what God is doing? He's saying, I'm bringing you back to where you're supposed to be living in eternity, one with God. And I want this before you die. I want this on earth as it is in heaven. That's our job. Our job is to want what God wants, that the kingdom of God is established on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. So he says, as it palpitates, this heartbeat encloses heaven and earth. It is like the blood blood circulation, like the circumference of light. It can be found in the highest points, in the most outermost parts. Whatever this single act, wherever this single act is, this single heartbeat of the soul has full vigor and it reigns completely. There is a continuous prodigy, the prodigy that only a God can do. Now, this is what Jesus is saying. And therefore, new heavens, new earth, new abysses of grace, surprising truths are discovered in the soul, Louisa. That's where we're discovering, not in us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. But when we discover them in Louisa's, she begins to share them with us. Little by little, step by step. That's our great hope. We still have to go to confession each week. We still have to pray. We still have to conquer our human inadequacies. But when we prove this to Jesus, Jesus says he's going to give this to all the world. He says, I'm looking for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. That's us. He didn't say this to the saints. He's saying it to us as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. It's a new and divine way of holiness that God is expecting us to live. So he says, why? What does he say? Only, he says, there will be this continuous prodigy, a prodigy that only a God can do, and therefore new heavens, new graces, surprising truths are discovered in Louisa and given to us. But if one asked, where does so much good come from? Louisa would answer, united with the sun, together with the human heartbeat, with a single act of the eternal God, I do only one thing. I do always the will of God, and I live in it. That's what Louisa did. This is all my secret and all my fortune. When Father Bucci's mother brought Father Bucci's dead brother to Louisa, she was a little baby, cold, blue, stiff as a board, deader than a doornail, put the dead baby on Louisa's lap. Father Bucci's mother collapsed to the floor. And weeping, she just put the baby, her baby in Louisa's arms. And Louisa says, feed him, he's hungry. We have to understand the prodigies that are coming, the miracles that are going to be shared are going to be so glorious that the world, this is what Father St. Padre Pio said, the world and the church will focus on Louisa Picaretta in the third millennium. Focus on Louisa. And so our job is, we've been given a great blessing to read and to study the Book of Heaven, the book that Jesus dictated to Louisa. Louisa put down on paper for our well-being. She studied it. She learned it. She possessed it. And now it's our turn. And this is why, as we read every day, Jesus is teaching us new and divine lessons that have never been seen before. And he has expanded our capacity to embrace a share in divinity. That's what Jesus is doing. Volume 18, 11, 9, 1925. Do you think it is trivial that fusing yourself in my divine will, you place the whole of this will of mine as though on your lap? That is, though it is one, brings its divinizing act to each creature, reuniting all these acts of my divine will together, then you bring them before the Supreme Majesty to requite them with your human will together with mine, with your love, redoing all the acts opposite those of the creature. And you press the same divine will of mine to surprise the creatures once again with more repeated acts, that they may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves as prime act to love the divine will and to fill this holy divine will in everything. So here, this paragraph here, pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. When you're with Jesus, pray this prayer. Do you think it's trivial fusing yourself in my divine will? See, that's how you start your prevenient act. You say, I want to fuse myself with you, Triune God. Okay, this is what I want. And what happens when you fuse? You place the whole of this will of God as though on your lap. That it is one. Even though it's one, it brings a divinizing act to every human being, past, present, and future. Then reuniting all the acts that my divine will together with you, you bring them before the Supreme Majesty to requite them with your human will together with mine. And with your love, you are redoing all the acts of humanity opposite of the will of God. And you press the same divine will of mine to surprise humanity once again with more repeated acts, that humanity may know the divine will, receive the divine will within themselves as prime act, love the divine will, fulfill this holy divine will in everything. That's Luisa's job. And now Jesus is offering it to us. Would you be willing to enter into this life, one with Luisa, to redo, repair all of humanity? This is the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics, enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. That's what's happening. It's happening. The face of the earth is being transmuted. Don't look at the doom and gloom that's out there. There's only one person who's filled with doom and gloom, and that's Lucifer and his followers. They know everything's coming to an end. The kingdom is coming. We have to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. The adoration, listen to this. Ah, this is so amazing. The adoration of my wounds, more than one does it for me, but giving me back the rights of my divine will as the prime act that I, Jesus, did toward humanity. This no one does for me. And so Jesus says, would you be willing to do this for God? Would you be willing to do this for Jesus? Would you be willing to do this for Mary? Yet that's what he's saying. Therefore, it is your duty to do it, as you have a special mission about my divine will. So her mission is so special that Jesus, in his happiness of what Luisa has done, he's now offering it to us. And so Jesus says to us, do you want to participate in this mission that I gave to Luisa? And when we say yes, God goes, good. I want to see it. I want to see this glory that I breathed into Luisa in you as well. Anybody who's reading, he says, I'm offering this to you. If you have the book of heaven, God is offering this to you, because he gave you the book of heaven. If you have it, he's the one that did this. He planned this. Volume 18, 11, 12, 19, 25. Now, my daughter, just as it was in redemption, so it shall be with my divine will. In order to make the divine will known and to make the divine will reign as prime act of life in the creature, the fulfillment of the acts is needed. So now Jesus is saying, this is what I want you to do. You too, on the example of my celestial mother and of mine. So who's the example? Jesus and Mary. Must embrace my divine will. This is the life of Jesus and Mary. He says, I want you now to be embrace the divine will. All the acts done in the Old Testament, those of the Queen of Heaven, those done by me, and those that are done and will be done by all of humanity, the good and the saints, up to the last day, upon each one of them, you shall place your seal, this is the stamp, of requital of love, requital of blessing, requital of adoration, with the requital of sanctity and the requital of the power of my divine will. This is, he says, I want you to breathe this in, to breathe it out. It's going to be God who does this. The power of God's will, not human will, not our misery. Nothing must escape you. This is what he said to Luisa. He says, everything is completed. because of you, Louisa. Now it needs to be known. But to begin to get this to be known, Jesus is so happy that this overflow of love is coming to us as well. And Jesus says the same thing to us. You too, my divine will embraces everything, and you too must embrace everything and everyone. You must place my divine will alone as the first place of honor upon all the acts of all your brothers and sisters. It will be your imprint. With that, you shall imprint the image of my most holy divine will on all the acts of humanity. So every thought, every word, every deed, Jesus says, has to be repaired, even by the saints. So on a feast, on a saint's day, I love to say to the saint, I want to redo every thought, every word, everything that you ever did, thought and said. I want to redo it in the divine will to give you a double heaven, to give God all the glory that God deserves in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future, because Jesus is doing it. Not me. I'm just saying I want to do this because God wants me to do this. Volume 18, 11, 19, 1925. I felt as though immersed in the immense ocean, the sea of the supreme will. And I would have wanted, as my lovable Jesus tells me, to let nothing escape me of all the acts the divine will has done. All the acts it does and all the acts it should do, it shall do. That for Jesus, our one single act, to be always with this divine will in order to give it my little requital of love and thanksgiving, to participate in what Jesus and Mary have done. This is their life. We love the lives of the saints, but Jesus says, now I want you to live a divine life like my mother and I, the new Adam and the new Eve. You see, these are the prodigies unheard of are going to happen through all the earth. Volume 18, 12, 6, 1925. Poor heaven of creatures. It can no longer be recognized. See, we're supposed to be living heaven. And only the living in my divine will shall reorder this heaven again, this abundant life in us, and shall make it shine with new divine light. This is why I, Jesus, tell you that I, Jesus, want to find everyone and everything in you, Louisa, and the souls that are linked to you, Louisa. My divine will, primary life of all celestial and terrestrial creatures, shall bring you, Louisa, the communication of all their acts, and you, Louisa, shall remain bound to them and they to you. And now Jesus is saying, she's done this. Would you want to participate to receive what I've given to Louisa? So the living in my divine will enclose everything and everyone in you, Louisa, and in us, linked to Louisa. Volume 18, 12, 25, 25. My daughter, how beautiful is the operating of the soul in my divine will. Her act unites to the single act of her creator that knows no succession of acts. In fact, the eternal light is not divisible. If it could be divided, that cannot be. The separate part would become darkness, and so being light, the divine acts forms one single act of all her operating. We participate in this light, this love, this life of God. That's why he breathed into us. That's why he breathed into Adam, the image and likeness of God. And Jesus says, this is how I want you to live. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity. This is what Jesus is showing. So by operating in the light of my volition, the soul unites herself to that single act of her God and takes her place within the atmosphere of eternal light. This is why you cannot see your acts, either the point of the light in which you perform them or where they are, because it is impossible for the creature to cross, listen to this, the whole eternal light of God. Impossible. Although she knows that her act is certainly present in that light, and takes its place in the past, in the present, and the future. But this is why I say that living in the supreme will of God is the greatest thing. It is to live divine life. So that's heaven on earth. See, our Lord is saying, you know what human life is. It's misery, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. He says, I want you now to live divine life. I want you to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that I breathed into Louisa. She's the newborn. You're going to learn from the newborn how to live this abundant life. This is what God is doing. He says, this is why you cannot see your acts, either the point of light in which you perform them or where they are, because it is impossible for the creature to cross the eternal, the whole eternal light of God, although she knows that her acts certainly is a present that light, in that light takes its place, not in the past, to the present, and the future. This is why I, God, say that living in the supreme will of God is the greatest thing. It is to live divine life, period. Not a good life, not a holy life, not a saintly life, divine life. It's more than what he gave to the saints. See, what's coming is the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. As soon as Jesus sees a soul in his will, as he says, the celestial creator takes the soul in his arms, he places the soul on his lap. He lets the soul operate with his very hands, and with the power of that fiat with which all things were made, image and likeness. And he lets all his reflections descend upon the soul in order to give the soul the likeness of his divine operating. This is why the operating of the creature becomes divine light and unites to that single act of her creator and constitute itself eternal glory and continuous praise to her God, to her creator. This is where we are. This is what God is offering to us. Jesus says this, volume 18, 2, 7, 19, 26, my divine will was the prime act of the creature. The creature had her prime act in my divine will, and therefore it wants to do its course of life in that soul. That's Louisa. That's the Blessed Mother first. And that's Louisa. And even though it was suffocated, the very first arising in the creature, this is what happened with Adam, it was not extinguished, and therefore it awaits its field of life back in the soul. That's what God's waiting for us. He wants to breathe this Ruah of God, this breath of God in us, to be in his image and likeness again. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with the book of heaven, God is going to teach us as much as we want or as little as we want how to live in the divine will. He says, don't you want, listen to this, don't you want to be its first little field? Therefore, be attentive. When you want something, never do it in your own human will, but pray to me that my divine will may do it in you. So he's teaching us this gift is so amazing that he's waiting for us to learn to say, come divine will, pray in my praying. When you answer the phone, come divine will, speak in my speaking. When you're walking, come divine will, walk in my walking. Don't ever do it in your human will anymore. I don't want to do anything in my human will anymore. I want to do it in God's holy divine will. I'm choosing my free will to choose which side I want to be on, my human misery or God's holy divine will. Again, learn to choose in everything that you're doing. You're going to eat. Lord, I'm going to eat this meal in the divine will. Come eat in my eating. God goes, good, you're learning. Keep going. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.